There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode of Text Message is brought to you not by Nate Langson, but by me, Andrew Hoyle, senior editor at CNET.com. Nate is away this week, but is of course keen not to deprive you of some audio goodness. I'm therefore standing in to bring you just a quick update on the week's tech news, and I'll be starting off with Google's massive reform. Now, Google has had a big restructure this week and now falls under the umbrella of a larger parent company called Alphabet. Google itself will be slimmed down to focus on its core products of Gmail, Chrome, Android, and so on, while Alphabet will be responsible for more left-field projects like Nest, Google X, and Life Sciences. It's best seen simply as a management restructuring with the intention of making the smaller businesses easier to grow and finance by separating them from Google's chief concerns. Google founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page will be in charge of Alphabet, while longtime Googler Sundar Pichai is Google's new CEO. Samsung is having an exciting week as well, as it has taken the wraps off two new huge phones. The Galaxy S6 Edge Plus is a larger variant of the existing S6 Edge with a 5.7-inch display and the fancy screen that curves around at the edges. The second phone, the Note 5, is also 5.7 inches, but it has a stylus, as with all the Note range, and lacks the curved glass display. Both phones have a quad HD resolution, 16-megapixel rear cameras, 4GB of RAM, and will likely come with whopping prices as well. The S6 Edge Plus will be hitting shelves in the US at the end of August, but Brits will have to wait until September. The Note 5, however, won't be coming to the UK at all. Samsung hasn't said exactly why, but it's likely a simple fact that the Note range hasn't done quite as well in the UK as it may have hoped. My excellent colleagues at CNET have already had their hands all over these phones, so do head over to CNET.com to check out all our impressions and videos. In less positive news, HTC has announced a 15% cut in staff as part of a variety of tactics to help regenerate the struggling company. In a statement sent this week, HTC talked of a business realignment and a focus on its key areas of premium smartphones, virtual reality, and connected lifestyle products. You can read a lot more about HTC, Google, and Samsung over at CNET.com, and I highly suggest you do, as well as treat your ears to my own CNET UK podcast, where you'll find more discussion on these topics and much more as well. As you're already listening to a technology podcast, I'm guessing it'll be right up your street. And while you're at it, why not follow me on Twitter with @BatteryHQ to say how much you like me hijacking Nate's podcast to produce what sounds like a big advert for CNET. Thank you for listening. It will be business as usual, I'm sure, when Nate is back next week. So why not leave him a glowing review on iTunes for him to come home to? Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.